Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stephen Moore of the Heritage Foundation joins us now, author of Trumponomics, Inside the America First Plan to Revive Our Economy. Stephen, great to have you on again today.
Hi, Annie. Great to be with you. And I agree with Larry Kudlow. There is no recession on the horizon. The economy is still really strong. We have the best economy in the industrialized world right now, and we still have, you know, something like 7.5 million surplus jobs in this country. So the idea that we really have, a falling off of a cliff, I just don't see it. I think that's wishful thinking by a lot of Trump's detractors.
Stephen, do you think that this is what me being someone who knows enough only to be dangerous talking economics, unless I'm talking with you, of course, but I hear a lot of people suggesting that people are shifting their confidence away from the short term into the long term. How do you feel about that?
Well, we have something now called the inverted yield curve, and that's just a fancy term for saying that the long-term interest rates are almost as low as the short-term rates. By the way, isn't it a wonderful thing we have these low rates? You can, I don't know about Missouri, but in a lot of areas of the country, you can get a 30-year mortgage now for a 3.5% interest rate. Mm-hmm. And now, how beautiful is that? So I love these low rates. I love what we got the lowest unemployment rate, lowest inflation rate, and lowest interest rates in like 40 years, and people are saying like, well, it's the end of the world. Look, Larry Kudlow's right. We got to get this trade deal done with China, and Larry's right that Trump is fighting a good fight here. But ultimately, I think you are going to see a deal because it's in both countries' interests. China needs a deal too. And when that happens, I think you're going to see really, really strong growth in 2020.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, we had heard that there were going to be more tariffs placed on September 1st. Those got postponed to maybe December-ish. If we get a deal done before that, what is this economy? Is it going to immediately react to the handshake?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it will. And it will almost immediately, and you'll see the stock market react. We'll have Dow 30,000 once we get right now the Dow's at, 26,000. It's going to go up a lot once the trade deal is done. And I'm not trying to sugarcoat this, Eddie. This is tough sledding because the Chinese are now the Beijing government is run by a bunch of, hardline communists, basically. Yeah. And, so they're moving in the wrong direction. And Trump, thank God we got Trump there fighting against these. They may move their troops into Hong Kong, for goodness sakes. I mean, this is a really dangerous situation, and they are no longer a friendly power. They are an adversary and an enemy. And, I call them Communist China again because I think that's where they're at.
So regarding China, I'm assuming that a bad deal is way worse than no deal.
Well, that's a good question. I happen to think that, first of all, we don't want Trump to capitulate. If Trump backs down, that's the worst of all deals because that actually, only emboldens Chinese and only encourages their bad behavior. So I agree with that. But look, Trump isn't going to get everything he wants in this deal, and he shouldn't hold out for that. My opinion is a decent deal, a decent one, not a bad deal, but a decent deal where we get some of what we want. Would make sense because then what I've advised the president, and I've talked to Trump about this, is get a deal, the best deal you can right now, and then when you get reelected, and he will get reelected once you get the trade deal, then you can spend your second term really hitting China hard, which is what he should do.
We're speaking with Stephen Moore of the Heritage Foundation. He's the chief economist there, also author of a book, Trumponomics, Inside the America's First Plan to Revive Our Economy. You speak to the president on economic issues. You work with the president to advise him, along with Larry Kudlow, at times on things he should do and shouldn't do. Do you feel as though this president has a firm grasp on the decisions he's making, why he's making them, and the long term of this American economy?
Yeah, I do. I mean, that's why we elected the guy, right? He's a businessman. He knows how to make a payroll. He knows how to you know, how businesses work. And, you know, that's not something most politicians have any, you know, knowledge of. I mean, just listen to the Democrats on the stage. I mean, they're completely clueless when it comes to business and the economy and finance. And so, look, I don't always agree with Donald Trump, Annie. I mean, sometimes he makes decisions I disagree with, but he certainly always has the American worker and the American businesses, you know, first and foremost in his mind. And, you know, that's what putting America first is all about. So, yeah, I'm reassured that we have somebody who's a successful entrepreneur and businessman running our economy. I think it's a great thing. And I think, you know, I think most American, that's why he's going to win, by the way. I mean, are they really going to turn over? Are we going to turn over the economy to, you know, somebody like Kamala Harris or Elizabeth Warren, who's never run anything in their whole life?
I just don't. The difference between the two and their economic plans is so stark. To think that if there are individuals out there who don't personally maybe like the decisions, the way he phrases things from time to time, if the alternative is socialism, I don't see that winning in this country.
I think that's a great point. You know, I run to a lot of, because I give a lot of talks about Trump and, you know, to investment groups and business groups. And, like, a lot of people don't like some of the language that he uses or some of his behavior, but you got to love his results. You know? Mm-hmm. And people will concede, you know, look, I don't always agree with Donald Trump on this or that, but I love what he's doing for the economy. And, I mean, look, we've got, as I said, we've got the lowest black, Hispanic, female, you know, unemployment rate practically ever. You know, there's almost nothing to complain about in this economy right now. So, you know, it's slowed down a little bit. We got the trade deal done. By the way, he's right about the Fed, too. The Fed needs to cut, you know, cut interest rates. And if those two things happen, I think it's going to be clean sailing. I think he's going to win a big reelection.
Well, Stephen Moore with the Heritage Foundation, author of Trumponomics. If you'd like to read more about how Stephen Moore helped contribute to this Trumponomics plan that is doing so well in our country, great to have you here. And thank you so much for the time with us there at Stephen Moore on Twitter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.